to the Bubble Pod. I'm Ace.
And I'm Maple.
And today we are talking about what our podcast is about.
This is our first episode, so yeah.
Basically, we just talk about anything and everything that annoys us or we enjoy.
Or something really funny.
Yeah. Today's subject is books because we're one of the last 10 people in the world who still enjoy reading. So, yeah.
Classics. Are they really that awesome? Well, let's start with Dracula.
I didn't read it, but Maple did.
Yeah, me, Maple, I never finished Dracula.
Oh, really?
I just needed real vampires after that horrible...
It's okay. We'll talk about it later.
Thank you. And, yeah, it was interesting, and the writing's good, I guess.
Maybe in comparison to today.
In comparison to today, no, it's really good, just, yeah, and, you know, bug me though is, like, the girls. Me and
is
Jonathan.
There only, like, one girl? No, sorry.
It's Lucy and Mina.
And what?
Mina.
Mina?
M-I-N-A, Mina.
Okay, whatever.
Mina Murphy.
Okay.
And, yeah. Lucy or Mina is just like, oh my god, I had 3 proposals today. Can you believe it? Oh my gosh, I'm gonna get married. Da, 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 da.
I'd be scared.
Yeah. Girls do not just talk about boys.
It.
Most girls don't talk about boys. Okay. And it's written by a guy, so I'm like,
well,
we're not boy
sense.
Crazy. We're not boy crazy, though.
Most girls.
True.
But then there are the points. Yeah, it's like, it's not all we talk about. We talk about stuff. Like, important stuff, like hair.
And makeup.
And shoes.
And fashion. Oh, dear God.
And Twilight.
Okay.
Okay, Frankenstein. I actually had to read it. And yes, I say Frankenstein, not Frankenstein, because that's how it's actually supposed to be pronounced. Correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah, it's actually really well written. And it goes really, like, really in depth of to kind of like human nature and what really is supposed to be considered life and like nurturing and like kind of like the whole God and Adam complex. It's a really interesting, really good read. And it's not like hard to read. It's not like Shakespearean language in which, you know, you have to actually like stare at for a couple seconds before you finally realize what the heck's going on. It's actually like really, really smooth, and it's an awesome, good ending. Yeah, so that's actually one of the classics that one can really enjoy, even though, like, it trust me, it's not just some random not zombie, but, like, you know, Frankenstein with 2 bolts in his head going, no, it's not that. Actually, Frankenstein, wait, hold on. Oh, yeah, Frankenstein's actually, I bet you guys didn't know this, it's not the name of the monster. The monster doesn't have a name, it's only referred to as the monster. Frankenstein is actually the doctor. Anywho.
Yeah, then there's Lord of the Flies, which I thought was good. I was in grade 5 when I read it, so I didn't really understand parts of the novel. But I liked it. It really showed, like, human nature and what happens when, like...
You didn't understand parts of the novel?
I was in grade 5! The flies are talking, okay?
You still don't understand parts of novels.
Hey, shut up! Shut up, okay? When they're going, like, Simon's dead, you know, like, I liked it really showed what happens when, like, everything's taken away. We just go back to our instincts, or, like, shows corrupted government without all the fakeness filtering it.
Okay.
You know?
I'm gonna breach the whole, like, book thing and just bring up Shakespeare, because Shakespeare's plays really can just be read as, like, plays, like, just for literature only, not, like, just thinking about the theater thing. Really good writer besides Romeo and Juliet, which I didn't like it.
I liked it.
Okay, whatever. Anywho, so things like A Midsummer's Night Dream, or however I'm supposed to say that, As You Like It or How You Like It. I know I'm totally flubbing up the names, but I haven't had more than like I woke up at 4 a.m.
Shakespeare,
okay?
I have the biggest crush on Shakespeare. He's amazing. Give me the look. He's amazing. Like, really baseline for every story ever made. Shut up! Okay.
Anywho. Oh, and also an awesome one, The Tempest. Just Shakespeare's emo play. It's great. yeah, okay. He goes on his whole emo rantings, like, because it's his last one. So basically, the main character, well, one of the main characters, pretty much the main character, Prospero, he has so many speeches, like, about how he's, you know, like, he just basically, Shakespeare probably played Prospero, and it was a lot of, this is my last time ever. And yeah, it was actually really funny.
Lord of the Rings. I've never read the book.
Me neither.
Yeah, I've had The Hobbit read to me when I was very little.
I tried reading The Hobbit.
I remember Gollum going into the cave, the fish, and the... Yeah, it shows I wasn't really paying much attention because I was playing with, like, blueberries or something.
And yeah, I tried reading The Hobbit, and let's just say, like, I actually had to force myself through it. I'm a person that, like, once you start a novel, I have to, like, finish it no matter how cheesy it is. But there are just some I cannot finish, like Lord of the Flies and Lord of the Rings. Maybe it's just a Lord of the thing. And, so basically it's like, I actually got to the very last chapter and just decided not to finish it. It was like, it was really bad.
Okay, it happened with me with the Da Vinci Code, it's okay.
Really? It happened to me with the fifth Harry Potter book, actually. Maybe 2 weeks before finishing
that chapter in the fucking fifth Harry Potter book goes talking on about the trip to the Giants. Oh, I can't read that.
Caps lock Harry. Anywho. Okay.
Books that we actually like and why. Okay. I love Hogfather. Terry Pratchett is an amazing author. He's funny, he's witty, but he actually has depth to his characters and an actual plot. I know it's not a word we use that much nowadays, but it's something good to use.
Plot, use it for all aspiring authors who, you know, because we have like 5 bajillion of them listening right now.
Yeah. And then, like, really, Death, I love his character. He's like an extra portrayal of the Grim Reaper because it's like he shows a deeper side that he's not just out to kill you, you know what I mean? And there's like my little favorite line, the Grim Squeaker for the death of rats. That's like my favorite. I laugh so hard.
The Grim Squeaker?
The Grim Squeaker. Isn't that cute? Aww. And then Tea Time or Tia Tame. I'm not going to pronounce it. Yeah, he's good. Love the psychopath thing. And, yeah, the waiters, when they are doing the whole, boots de la terre, and they're trying to make the boots look fancy and stuff, I thought that was very clever. Very enjoyable book. I've read it, like, twice. And that's a lot for me, because I don't usually read
books
twice.
Getting through a book once for her is hard.
You know what?
We will admit we like Harry Potter.
Draco Malfoy!
Yeah. And so, basically, oh my gosh, shut off! Okay, Harry Potter is amazing. It's not, like, the best writing ever. J.K. Rowling did improve as the series went along.
Yes.
Though there are some questionable points. Like, okay, we'll go into that, like, some other time.
No, just remember, when I read Harry Potter when I was 7, it was completely sucky, the first one. I thought it was so boring.
Yeah, me
and,
too.
Yeah, and then you reread it. If you start the series very young, reread it again, because actually the first Harry Potter book wasn't as crap as I remembered it, because I actually knew what half of the vocabulary was, and I did have to sound out and use my leap pad to understand what was going on.
Leap pad Harry Potter. Wizard! Wand! You'd get it, like, with a British accent, it'd be great. Oh my gosh, anywho. So yeah, Harry Potter, amazing plot, just so many twists and turns.
Character depth.
Though Harry was questionable.
And I love how, like, she didn't just make them up as she went along, kind of
she
like...
She planned out the whole series, like,
Horcrux thing. Like, amazing.
Okay. I already said Frankenstein. Just read it. Just do it. Do it. Okay.
And there's
Christopher
Moore. He has written things like Lamb, You Suck, and Bloodsucking Fiends.
You can't guess what You Suck is about. It's like, it's about vampires.
I was at Chapters, and when I saw this book, the cover is really interesting. It just says vampire teeth.
Google it.
And
actually, don't Google it. Not if it's like You Suck.
Oh yeah,
don't Google it. Don't Google it.
Okay. And the opening line is, "You bitch, you killed me. You suck." Yeah. So that caught me in. It's cute. It's funny. It's a love story, but it's not all. I love you, never leave me, as I looked into his
Oh yeah, it's really funny. Like, it's witty. It's and wit is hard to find nowadays. People think, oh, that was witty. No, that was not witty. Was
fart humor is not witty. Okay. Fart humor, it's funny, but it's not witty.
Yeah. Wit is full of wit. I'm really tired. Don't judge. And lamb is for all those people who don't mind a good Christian joke every once in a while. Maple over here hasn't read it. Meaning she feels at life.
Yo.
Yo. Do not call her M-Dog. Yeah, it's a really good novel. Like, Jesus learns, like, how to be Zen. Like, there's actually a part where he has, like, a yoga master, and it's really awesome, and, like, the way they find the apostles are jokes, and his best friend, it's, like, it's the story of Jesus and his best friend, Biff, who is actually, like, not, his name really isn't Biff, but that's what they call him, because that's, like, the sound of someone whacking someone upside the head.
Speaking of Jesus, if you want to, like, have funny religion, read the Gospel of the Second Coming. It's nonfiction written as fiction. So funny. Jesus and Mary and Paul trying to explain the real meaning of the Bible. It's really good, and Jesus and, like, Mary have a thing going on. Really good, sorry.
Sounds like Da Vinci Code. Anyway, Jesus and Mary have a thing going on. You know, he took her to his crib. Down in the cave. Do not hate me. I think we might have to cut that out. Then, more Shakespeare. Just get
A Midsummer Night's Dream. Dude, the ass was funny.
The what?
The ass. The donkey.
Oh.
He called him the ass.
I'm sorry.
Did you watch
I watched the. Yeah, I watched it.
Cotha?
No.
Oh.
God.
Twelfth Night. Really good. I love the whole, like, confusion thing with the whole, the switching places. That was really cute. And The Tempest.
It was really good. Just read it. I already ranted on it. Let's stop reading books that I already ranted on.
And amazing okay. book.
3, 2, 1.
Don't let the pigeon drive the bus. By Mo Willems. It is a
Caldecott Honor book.
Caldecott Honor book?
Silver? It's a kid's book, but seriously, it's just like, it's amazing.
The pigeon is amazing. There's other books in the series like.
It's like things that don't die, like The Magic School Bus or Bill Nye. They just don't die.
Yeah. It's like, Don't Let the Pigeon Eat a Hot Dog.
It's amazing. Okay.
Okay.
Now, serialized books. Are they really just for money? Or are there actually some good serialized books?
Yeah.
Like, Twilight. Was it for money?
No. Wait. Yes, it was.
Okay, tell you the truth, Stephanie Meyer actually started out... Can I just go on a little rant here? Okay, I promise it'll be small.
Go ahead.
Okay, so Stephanie Meyer, she came up with Twilight from a dream. And if anyone has ever read Twilight before, I'm just saying...
What dream?
There you go.
Dream.
Okay, so, yes, she came up, and then she planned it to only be one book, but then after when she was finishing Twilight, she started writing an epilogue, and that epilogue kept going, and going, and going, yeah, and then she's like, you know what, I think I'm gonna make a sequel, and apparently that happened 2 other times, and we ended up with 4 books, and... A generation of teenagers that shall never ever be fixed from this, what should we call it? Like a plague? Virus? Mind?
Something takeover? That I want. Something that
it's
I
like the Big Brother effect. Big Brother effect, I swear. Okay. Oh yeah, another book I really like. 1984. Read it, just do it. Crappy movie, really good book.
Okay. Okay, now this is something to do with the movie. They have perfume, they have body glitter. Mm-hmm. Body glitter, sold by Hot Topic, of course, and t-shirts. Then there's the whole.
So, like, it's just basically for... They went a little overboard on advertising. I'm not going to say, like, other movies haven't. Like, Harry Potter, by far, went overboard advertising. Like, they have Harry Potter, I don't know, toilet paper. Like, that's the one thing they don't have.
Awesome.
See? Awesome. See what
like,
I mean?
The quote of the day is Harry Potter toilet paper. Come on! That's a good idea. We should write that down and sell it.
The main thing is love, Harry, wife, wife.
Also, they have Midnight Sun, Stephanie Meyer. I don't know if she's still going to write it. But
no, she's
like,
not. She decided not to.
Oh my god, okay, she's right up with the one that was going to be written. Who writes a book from a different perspective?
If it was going to make money, and it was, because, you know, the fan base is
teenage special, girl.
Special. The same people who... We'll put it as special. Well, these are the same people who listen to the Jonas Brothers and Miley Cyrus. And, they would have made a lot of money. So, I don't know, this could be, like, used against, like, devil's advocate here. If it really was for money, why didn't she ride Midnight Sun? Well, she's lazy, that's just happened. I think she just got bored of it.
Oh, and the Twilight guy, which is in the back of Breaking Dawn. I put the Inside Out on the cover. Hold up.
You really care, don't you?
I do. The Twilight Saga, the official guide, coming December 30th, 2008. There's nothing for there to be a guide about.
Yeah, okay. Other guides, like Lord of the Rings.
Or Harry Potter.
Or, wow, really, like World of Warcraft. Really, those are confusing stories.
You know, when, like, you have a different world, you have different species, you have all this different stuff, okay? What's there a guide to be Twilight about? The family trees, basically.
The family tree, it's like, there's, like, what, 8 people? They covered it in one page with, like, the Twilight pamphlet. Buy it now. Oh my gosh.
Okay, then there's Aragorn. I saw that movie. I never read the book, and I don't really remember the movie except the blue dragon.
Okay.
And the shadows.
Movie. The movie was, okay, if Alone, it's an okay movie, but representing the movie, representing the book, there's a reason why there isn't another Aragorn movie coming out. Because they didn't represent the storyline at all. Basically, there was a strapping blonde boy with dragon, and it just went downhill from there. So, yeah, it was the book. A lot better. You grow out of the book, I will admit. I just read Brisengar, which is the third one in the series, and yes, I guess I'm a little old for it now, despite what the sound of my voice might sound like. Shut up. But the movie, just like, it's good on its own, but you just wish it was better because the book was really good.
Yeah. Then there's Harry Potter. It's not in it for the money. We really hope.
Well, no, Harry Potter was planned out.
Yeah, in advance, and...
Yeah, Harry Potter was planned out years in advance, and J.K. Rowling had the last chapter inside a safe. Like,
are you serious?
Yeah, she had
the epilogue. Oh, that'd be cool. That'd be like Mission Impossible.
it's out already. And then, like, she planned to have one book for every year that Harry was supposed to be at Hogwarts. Supposed to, because, you know, I don't want to spoil it for anyone, but... He's not there for the last year. Sorry.
He is. What's he doing? Wait.
Think about it.
What happened to Deathly Hallows?
Maple over here.
Oh no.
Was he at Hogwarts?
Ace, what happened? No. Yes, he was hunting for the Horcrux. Oh gosh. I do not remember Deathly Hallows at all. You know. Stop.
Okay.
The Da Vinci Code. I could have finished the book and the movie. I didn't really pay attention to, so I don't understand why something so bad would be made for money.
The Da Vinci Code, I thought the plot was interesting.
Yeah, but the writing style, it's like, let's make something controversial and make a lot of money. Who cares about the writing?
Yeah, well, it's not like we get amazing authors a lot nowadays. We get good stories, but not amazing authors.
Okay, Lemony Snicket, a series of unfortunate events.
Oh my gosh, the author! Okay, I didn't even try reading this, like, I remember trying to read these books, and once again, I was just like, nope, I can't.
I liked them when I was, like, 12.
Okay, well, it's great that you like them. I'm just saying that the author stopped at the last, like, the 13th book, said that, like, even though it would be pretty much, like, you know that the one before the season finale in a show?
Oh my
and, like,
god.
There's a whole bunch of questions left? Or, like, for instance, the 6th Harry Potter book. So many questions. Just this lead up? Imagine stopping just there and then, like, whoever writes whatever
her
the story is.
House would be burnt down.
It's just like, yeah, like, you do not stop midway and just go, I'm sorry. It's just there's so much work to do. When you have a fan base, you should be dedicated to them to an extent.
Okay. Yeah, Mary-Kate and Ashley. TV show, two books. Okay.
They were just merchandise.
TV show, two book, and then, like, oh my god. Sorry.
I will not lie, though, I did read them.
Oh, no, I read them too. I read the Mummy Detective. Just obviously it's for money. They have a clothesline, they bring up books, it's just for money.
For, you know, those small girls that read all five of them.
Okay, books to movies.
Yeah, sorry, I got confused, so that's why I was talking about movies earlier on. Oh. So we covered Aragorn.
No, wait, shit. Harry Potter, okay. No, we just discussed the movies, I think.
No, we didn't discuss the movies for Harry Potter. Okay. I discussed the movies for Aragorn already. Speaking of Aragorn, sorry to, like, butt in, but yeah, Aragorn was supposed to be a trilogy, but now he's writing four, so whatever.
Okay, movies for Harry Potter. The first one for Harry Potter was really good.
But that's also the smallest book.
Yeah. And then the second one was good, and the third one went down, and the fourth one was good, and the fifth one was good, but the first one was the best.
The fifth one was jokes.
Oh my god, okay. Finally, his eyes are green when he gets possessed by Voldemort.
I know!
Finally.
But I love how, like, everyone spazzed because, like, her dress was pink and it was supposed to be blue, and they only mentioned it once in the entire series, but Harry's eyes is mentioned every other chapter, I swear. Nobody notices.
Your eyes are just like your mother's.
I really just want to see a blooper of someone going up to Daniel Radcliffe and poking his eyes through the glasses that have no lenses. I think it'd be awesome and just make me smile because there are no lenses.
Okay, books to movies. Twilight. The movie is way better than the book.
Which is saying something.
But still bad. Still bad.
The sparkles were loud. When he first sparkled, he's like, this is the true me, or whatever the
this
line
is. This is the straight, this is the... Bella.
Yes, Edward.
This is the skin of a killer.
Sparkle, 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 sparkle.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Yes.
The Golden Compass, I saw the movie, never read the book. So
okay,
Ace.
The books, amazing. Actually, probably one of my all-time favorite series.
Really?
Yeah, no. You have to read the books.
Yeah, I'm not gonna
actually,
read them.
Actually, like, they might be close to... Well, if you, like... Slight religious controversy, really good.
Oh no, religious controversy to a person who really doesn't have a religious belief. How will I cope?
I'm talking to the public here.
You're looking right at me!
What am I supposed to do? Look at the little mark. Yes, let us look into the deep spaces of technology. Virtually, I am staring at you right now. Okay, back to whatever the heck I was talking. Shut up.
Lord of the Rings. I only saw the movies once each, so I haven't read the books.
Oh, the Golden Compass. You cut me off, bastard.
Continue.
Thank you. Okay, the Golden Compass, once again, really, but they stopped actually, a lot of chapters before it actually ended the book. I think it was something like 10 chapters before the book ended that they stopped the movie.
Oh no.
It'd be like stopping Harry Potter, like, three chapters, like halfway through the battle. Would you do that? Would you do that?
No.
There you go. Yeah. Therefore, I win.
Okay.
Lord of the Rings, yeah, I only watched the movies.
Yeah.
And the movies.
Yeah.
Don't hate us. Like, it's not like we hate the book. It's not our style kind of thing. Harry Potter, yeah, because we're girls. Twilight, no, because...
we have brains.
Well, no, it's like...
Okay, just Twilight, it's not our...
Not our thing. Not our cup of tea.
We don't like fluff.
I don't mind fluff.
I don't like fluff. Ace has...
I just don't like certain combinations of fluff and lack of plot. Okay, Ella Enchanted. See, this is what I mean by, like, fluff. Okay, Ella Enchanted.
Okay. I read the book, and the book was good, right? But I saw the movie, I really enjoyed the movie. I mean, like, Anne Hathaway, she was so adorable, and they made it so funny with the whole modernized medieval look. I love that, like Shrek.
But the real question is, book to musical? Could you imagine Harry Potter as a book to musical? Like, seriously? It's like... I am the chosen one, dun dun dun.
Look at my skull.
Like, you could have, like, the whole Weasley family member. We are the Weasleys. We are the Weasleys. Fred, George, Ron, Ginny. Have a little lineup. A little dance number. There was actually already a Harry Potter musical that a school put on. Yeah. Yeah.
Voldemort.
Does whatever a Voldemort can.
That is a mystery sticky noise.
Oh, that's very true. They would have to, like, do tribute to that. Yeah, and then Twilight is a musical. They just put sunlight on the vampires and make them sparkle, and the sparkles will sing for you the whole time, according to the movies.
And The Devil Wears Prada. I read the book, and I thought the book was better than the movie, just because, like, really, they turned this book that was, like, maybe 14 AA, and they made it PG, and really, the ending is more realistic.
What, in the movie or in the book?
In the book.
Yeah, ending by far more realistic. The movie, nice chick flick, if you're into that kind of stuff.
I am.
I am too. It's just that there's only so much chick flicks I can take that's just like, I'm at the top, and then
I'm at the bottom.
Yeah, it's just like, I suck, now I win, now I suck again, but I realize why I should suck instead of win, kind of thing. That made any sense to you. The Da Vinci Code. That, what's his face actor?
Really now. I forget what his name is. I'm probably gonna get shot because of it, but.
Oh, it's
Oh, snap.
Curtis something? No.
It's like, he played in Forrest Gump.
Oh my gosh, Tom Cruise too.
No, Tom Hanks?
Oh, Tom Hanks!
Okay, whatever.
Tom Hanks. Okay.
Special.
Okay. It was okay.
Okay.
The music was good.
Hogfather. They left us some awesome stuff, just like every movie. But really, like, come on, they made death awesome, okay?
Death meaning, like, not as, like, you know, saw death, like, the killing people and making it awesome. No,
the Grim Reaper.
Yeah.
But the thing about
Grim Reaper was pretty funny. Like, every time someone came close to dying, you see him, like, chilling on, like, a lawn chair, reading a book, just, like, waiting, seeing if it's actually gonna happen. It was jokes.
That was cute. But, yeah, it was a bit slow paced. Like, the book was, like, this happened, you know, it took over a long period of time. Like, even though it was, like, they compressed it onto one day.
I know, that's kind of
You can kind of fall asleep, but it's still really good. It's just
fell asleep.
Yeah, you have to be wide awake to watch it, because it's really good and has really nice wit to it. Okay.
It's time for...
Dun, 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 dun.
The Maple Moment, also known as Maple's Excuse to Bitch.
Okay, you know what? Okay, so, today's Maple Moment. I have been reading a book called Elsewhere by Gabrielle Zevin. That is a sick last name. How about Kevin? No, I want Zevin. Okay, so, basically, okay, I've only read a few pages in.
Okay.
So nice. Far. Only got it yesterday, and, so this girl died, and now she's on the Nile SS, or the SS Nile, and, yeah, she's dead. It's present tense, okay? I am sorry, but a novel written in present tense, it makes me want to cry. Liz peers into the top bunk, where the girl she has never seen before is sleeping, or at least trying to. The sleeping girl, who is near Liz's own age, wears a white nightgown and has long hair arranged in a... What's that, sir?
Thatch.
Thatch.
I'd also like to point out that Maple is literate.
Thatch
and
of...
cannot spell for
Shut that. Shut up! Thatch of intricately beaded braids. To Liz, she looks like a queen. Excuse me, Liz asks, but would you happen to know where we are? The girl yawns and rubs the sleep out of her eyes.
It sounds really weird. Yeah, it does.
It's just like, I went to the store. I pick up peas. I read the label.
It's not even like she's talking about herself. It's like, I'm going to the store right now, and I'm now seeing, like, even though that seemed weird, but it's like, I go to store now.
Just, oh my freaking god, okay?
There you go.
Present tense for a book.
And now that we have Maple ticked off.
Preferably not.
We have to talk about books without plots.
Okay, so our prime subject for books without plots.
Wait for it. I'm going to list all the books in advance, like, instead of going through one by one. Okay, hold on. I'm just going to see if they're going to guess. Like, I give you guys 5 seconds to, like, listen.
What is a plotless book where nothing really happens?
For good reason. I think there's, like, two major plot points in the whole series. Like,
the guy, the other guy, and...
Like, that actually counted. Okay, so basically, if you guys haven't guessed yet, we're talking about Twilight, New Moon, Eclipse, and...
Breaking Dawn. Oh my god.
Yeah, so,
okay, so, Twilight, nothing happened. She goes, she meets Cute Boy, her and Cute Boy fall in love. Turn into a vampire, turn into a vampire. No, I love you.
It's a lot of, I hate you, but I love you, but I hate you, but I love you.
I'm a monster. And, if he beats Harry and Teen Angst, is that how you pronounce it?
What? He beats Harry and Teen Angst. Oh, Teen Angst. Yeah. Angst. That's your name from now on.
Shut up. And yeah, and then finally on page like 452, a plot kicks in and yeah, for like 20 pages, and then they go back to.
But what I is love ridiculous? You. It's not even like these are like Magic Tree House size books or 100 page books. Like then it would be okay that you know. There's not much of a plot because you'd expect it to be for kids. But each of these books are close to 500 pages long or more.
First book is. Wait. me checking the book. 3, 4. F- 498.
See, close to 500. I was not that much. And nothing happens. Nothing happens in the whole series. What is the whole series? I love you. But I hate you, but I love you, but I hate you, but I love you. And then some other guy, like, and then so it ends on, but I hate you in the second one. And then some other guy goes, I love you. And then she's just like, I might love you. And then she goes, him. Then he comes back and he's like, I love you.
And she's like, I love you too.
And then the new guy's just like, oh crap, I guess I wasn't there first. And then, oh my gosh, the third book goes, I love you, I hate you, I love you, I hate you, between them, and that's just, I can't
No, remember. I want you, I want you, I want you, I want you.
And she goes, I love you, to the first guy, which is basically what we established in the ending of the second book.
And then
the third one, I guess this author that was
the third one, we're on the fourth one.
I mean, the fourth one, the fourth one.
Breaking Dawn. The epitome of selfish.
Stephanie must have felt sorry
for I love you, we save it for marriage, we get it on, you're a pillow biter. We do it in, like, Caribbean water, which I don't think is very safe. I don't think she has her shots.
I don't know. Like, if worst comes to worst, he could just bite her and then, you know.
Save her with his love.
Spit equals love. So in the continuing on the I love you, I hate you, I want you theme, so.
Oh, and then she gets pregnant.
No, okay, so. They have a kid, and so because the author felt sorry for the second guy who came around that loved her, he decides to hook up, you know, the newborn child with the guy that was in love with his mother, with her mother.
Oh my god, it's just like, pedo. They should be arrows pointing to the book.
How would you feel if someone told you they loved you, but you were in love with someone else? You have a kid with the person you're really in love with, and the person that told you that they loved you before falls in love with your kid. Like, seriously, that's just gross. Unless the kid that told you that they loved you was, like, 2, and then that's understandable because you're like, yes, I love you, 2, you're so cute. No, that's just wrong. Okay?
Just basically, Twilight is a really bad episode of the OC. If you really think about it.
Okay. Once again, I think it's Stephanie Meyer's wet dream. Just gone wrong and made a lot of money off of it. People should just publish their wet dreams.
I think it's called erotica.
How come it's not? Oh yeah, because it's Mormon. I can say that because I'm Mormon. Okay.
Cliches.
Okay, some of them are good, some of them are bad. Like, the old wise man, like, that knows everything, like Dumbledore and Gandalf.
I liked Dumbledore.
I liked Dumbledore and Gandalf.
I like Dumbledore. I don't know.
Yeah. Not really?
Yeah, it's getting there. Well, just Dumbledore was cool, okay?
Dumbledore was awesome.
This half
Dumbledore was glasses. Okay. Okay, this is what's really awesome. Okay, so Dumbledore played by some guy. Dumbledore's character ends up being gay. Gandalf played by Sir Ian McKellen. Gandalf not gay. Sir Ian McKellen gay.
Really?
Yeah. So now imagine if Sir Ian McKellen was playing Dumbledore and they're like, gay it up a little. All you people that know what I'm talking about, yeah. Okay, so the old wise man can be done well, but when it's just like that really cheesy The Chosen One novel, you have to go and meet Quetzalcoatlus, sir. And then so they go and meet Quetzalcoatlus, sir, And then I'm tired. And then he's all wise and crap. That's just so typical. One of these days we're gonna have to meet a quantum teen girl who knows everything.
Oh my god. Okay. Then there's the popularity complex,
which is with the weird kid that gets popular kind of thing. It's basically like Stargirl or Bella.
Okay. Well, the thing is, Stargirl, it was done well. Okay. Like
I haven't read it.
Well, I'll talk to Ben. Like, this weird girl comes to school, and she's all weird, and everyone's like, WTF, who's this girl, like, what the wombat, right? And,
what the wombat?
Leave me alone. And, right, but then in the end, like, her weirdness, like, ends up working against her, and it's like, don't talk to us, freak, right? One example, Bella Swan.
No one likes me. No one likes me. Five people are asking me out, but that doesn't mean anything or even click. Like, seriously, a lot of them are like in the Devil Wears Prada. Not exactly, but you know the whole rising up story, and then you realize, well, this doesn't exactly happen in Twilight, but then you realize that rising up isn't exactly the best thing. Like, popularity, usually you ditch your old friends, like in Mean Girls, and then you become one yourself, and then you realize it's not all cracked up as it's like not all that awesome because, you know, the popular kids don't care about you. They just care about being popular. And, you know, because I know because I'm a really popular person. No, I'm kidding. And then, so basically, yeah. And then they realize, oh, my friends were awesome, and they go back. And that story has been done how many times?
Since the beginning of time.
The caveman. Just like, and that person had nice furs and a nicer cave, but then they realized their home cave was the best one.
Okay, then there's whole love at first sight. Twilight, his liquid tip has eyes in his...
What color is his hair? I think it was supposed to be like burgundy or
something. No, burgundy hair glistening in the sun along with his skin.
Sorry if I got that wrong. I usually don't keep track of features of fictional characters that I don't like. Harry and Ginny, Ginny liked Harry from the start, but that was for different reasons. And it was done... really cute.
Oh my god, no, it wasn't. Oh, it's so random.
In the second
Ron,
book.
Ron, I like your sister.
No, I'm saying in the second book, when Ginny first sees him, and then she, like, freaks out, and then...
Oh, yeah.
That's realistic.
That's when she was
that
cool.
That is realistic.
That's when she was cool.
When she was cool? She's still cool. Harry's just weird. Harry's one big PMS child. With no parents.
Okay, Romeo and Juliet.
They killed each other. Dude, they kill each other. Like, okay, you meet someone who's hot and rich. Would you kill yourself for them? No. Would you marry them and take their money? Yeah, probably. So, yeah.
Yeah, but I it's still a good play. I like it. I don't care what you think.
Mate States and the Simply Fabulous.
Okay. Mate States and Simply Fabulous.
I read it, but I forgot about it.
Okay, it's like a preteen novel. And, this also happens with many of the teenage books, okay, and it's like the main plot, like a girl. This also happens in the Georgia Nicholson Diaries.
Never heard of it.
It's right up there. It's British. You'll read it afterwards. Okay, they're pretty good.
I wanna read it.
It's pretty good. It's funny.
Oh, yeah, I've read those. That's what I meant. I didn't read Mate States and Simply Fabulous. I read the other ones.
Okay, stop looking at my shelf.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, so,
by her shelf, she means her, you know.
Yes, I store them there. I store them there.
Yes.
You know.
She has enough space.
Thanks. Okay, so, yeah. They always, like, this normal girl sees this really hot guy and her plans scheme to get him, right? And she always gets him. More realistically, normal girl sees really hot guy and then the next
and you're
day,
all awkward about it? You're not gonna get the guy, just be yourself, dad.
The next time you see him, he's with his really hot girlfriend because he's really hot. And, yeah, they're probably...
That really annoys me.
Yeah, me too. And they're probably doing it, like, behind the school. But, yeah, they always leave that part out of the... him being a pothead or... him having 7 kids, you know? It's just... it's not realistic, okay? And always the guy's way older, right? They touched on this Mate States and Simply Fabulous, but definitely not in Georgia Nicholson.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie. I don't have a problem with guys being way older. I have a crush on Hugh Jackman and Hugh Laurie. Well, not so much Hugh Laurie, because that just borders on reverse pedophilia. As my boyfriend enjoys pointing out. He's just like, you're not even legal yet, and he's like 60.
And I'm like, is that the guy that plays House?
Yeah, Hugh Laurie, yeah. Okay, Hugh Jackman would be Wolverine. Sexy man.
Okay, right, and it's just like, it touched on Mission to be Fabulous, where, okay, if you're going out with a guy that's like 5 years older than you and you're 14, so he's 19, trust me, he's not just gonna wanna hold hands for like 2 years, okay?
Nice.
His hands want to be somewhere else.
He wants to do you while you're still legal. He's 19?
Like, okay,
just... Like, I was saying, if a 17-year-old's dating, like, a 13-year-old, he's gonna try and, like...
Do her as much before he turns 18.
Yeah. And then he has to wait, like, 4 years, but then you guys probably break up.
Yeah, because, like, he'll find someone else. Just basically...
That's legal.
Yeah,
if you're going to... Wasn't there, like, I forget who told me, but there's some chick... No, there is some guy who got some chick to sign, like...
That was me!
Oh, that was you that told me!
That was me. An ex-boyfriend of mine.
Oh! That was you!
An ex-boyfriend of mine, I was like 14, he was like 18, and he's just like, okay, let's take you to the police station to sign some legal papers so you can't sue me if we do something. And I'm just like...
Did you?
Huh? No! We didn't go out for that long. But like, yeah, it was just really weird and creepy and, oh my god, realistic. Okay. That's not mine. Stop drawing on it.
Sorry.
Okay, and next is the dramatic music here. Mary Sue's.
Gary Sue.
Say it louder.
Gary Sue Phenomenon.
A bit louder.
Gary Sue Phenomenon. Okay. I'm really tired. Basically, just throwing this in with the whole Mary Sue, Gary Sue Phenomenon. People's obsessions with happy endings. You don't always need a happy ending.
Look at Harry Potter. Dumbledore!
What are you talking about? Harry Potter had a happy ending. Did you read the epilogue? That was just fluff fan fiction all the way.
Yeah, Dumbledore died.
In the sixth one.
So I didn't make God know she did.
Yeah, you see Maple over here read the Harry Potter series thoroughly. As we
what? Sorry, I didn't sit there for three hours straight worshipping it.
Shut up. Okay. Good stories with sad endings. Moulin Rouge.
That's a movie.
It's a story. I'm just saying good stories with sad endings.
Esther.
Wait, there was other ones. Frankenstein. Good story. Sad ending. Romeo and Juliet. Apparently good story. Sad ending.
Fuck you. Valley of the Dolls. Good story. Sad parts.
It was interesting ending.
Left to be questioned that she didn't.
There's some other ones that I really like.
Okay, yeah, it's just
His Dark Materials, aka The Golden Compass. Good story. Ending wanted me to make me kill the teacher who recommended it to me. But it was like, it's a sad ending. It's a good ending, but it's a sad ending. Yeah. So, really, you don't always need a good ending to have a good book. A lot of the times, it gets annoying when you have a good ending, because it's just so typical. Not everything in life is perfect.
Unless the characters really earned it.
One of the trio should have died.
It should have been Harry.
Yeah, because you can't break up Ron and Hermione.
Yeah, because Harry should have died.
If Ron and Hermione had hooked up in like the fourth or the fifth book and like were all over each other and a stable couple, etc., then they could have died. But they couldn't die because they hadn't hooked up even in the sixth book.
If she killed Ron, that woman. Oh my goodness. I love you, JK. I love you.
But yeah, because you know she's gonna be listening.
No, just those, you know those crazy people that, like, know where she lives?
They'll, like, forward it to her, and she'll be like, oh, no, I need to listen to this now. Oh, my gosh, she doesn't listen to everything that people send her. She reads, like, trust me, she reads, like, everyone who's, like, 10 and under, all their little messages.
Oh, my God, we're gonna pretend we're 10 and under.
No, we're cutting
it out. Okay, so continuing with the Mary Sue's. Okay, so, it's like the girl that's super, super perfect and has no flaws whatsoever, and everyone loves her. And yeah, she's supposed to be like the most amazing, bestest, wonderfulest, but, awesome character.
But of course, you know, she had a troubled childhood, and you know, her parents beat her, and she did drugs, and had an aborted kid, like all that crap. But you know, she has a bajillion powers, and just because she has infinite powers in a disturbed childhood. Does that really, really make a good character?
No.
Like, for instance, Harry Potter. Okay-ish character. Very disturbed childhood. Very disturbed childhood. Some pretty cool powers. Was he the best character in the world? No, I will not lie.
No, it was something like Hermione and...
Edward Cullen! He died in his childhood. He has a lot of powers. Do we like him now?
He's super pretty and awesome and beautiful and complete gentleman. Not abusive at all.
Then there are some characters that are really interesting. Like, for instance... Let's see. 1984, the guy... I'm really bad with names. The main character, really messed up childhood, no superpowers whatsoever. He's kind of wimpy. Great character. What?
Nothing.
Okay. Myself. No, I'm kidding. shut up. Wow. I'm tired.
Oh my gosh, okay.
I woke up at 4!
I slept on the floor!
Deal with it. Then there.
Oh, that's another good book.
Then there's Christopher Moore's books, who often have characters that aren't exactly perfect, meaning aren't exactly Mary Sue.
Yeah.
And really good characters. They would either, like, for instance, in Lamb, there's Jesus, who had an okay childhood.
He's the son of God, okay? And he's not even perfect.
He had an okay childhood, awesome powers. But the most interesting character wasn't him. It was his friend Biff. Messed up childhood, no Biff. Powers. Biff. Biff. Oh, yeah, it's like, it's the noise. It's not his actual name. It's the noise someone, like, you know, if I slap you upside the head.
Do it. Ah, it does go Biff! sorry.
Okay, anywho. So, yeah. Also, like, there has to be some other versions, like, someone with awesome powers and no messed up childhood that makes a pretty interesting character.
Yeah.
I can't think of any.
Well, yeah. Yeah, just really, that is our first podcast on books. So this is goodbye from Maple.
And from Ace.
Say it louder.
And from Ace. Oh my god.
Say it louder.
Dictator. I'm not saying it louder.
I'm not a dictator.
Which?
Oh.